Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, you know, you hear me talk all the time about people who have come to the program and did some real estate investing, decided to go ahead and hang up the shoes and retire. And the gentleman we have here with us today has decided he does not want to retire. He enjoys his job, enjoys what he's doing, and he also feels like he'd get bored. So he's elected not to. Hence, what he has done is put together his own program, his own way of approaching real estate investing, and of course, hung with most of the basic rules about how to do it, but he has his own approach to how he wants to proliferated. So with having said that today, with us here today out of Houston, Texas, is Lawrence Ermist. Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dale. It's so good to be here, buddy. Good to hear your voice.
Haven't seen you in a long time, man. COVID's kept us all down here in Houston, and so I haven't been able to personally meet with you, but how you been?
Life has been very, very good to me, Dale. Just really, truly blessed, highly favored. Just living the lifestyle.
Well, let's talk and share some of that with the audience out there today, or Lawrence, if we can. Let's talk about the fact that you started into this business by happen chance. You just happened onto it. Why don't you explain that to people, what you were doing at the time and why you made the decisions to approach it the way you did?
Well, ironically, I had bought starter homes where my wife and I we married back in 75, and it made common sense to me, once you buy a house, some of the most difficult things to do is to close on a house and to qualify for a home. So once you have that asset, it made no sense to me to sell it. So basically what I did was maintain and keep the homes that I bought and lived in, and just gradually accumulated the homes. So it was kind of a buy and sell, a buy and hold strategy. But at the time, I really didn't understand the total process of what I was doing. I did not have professional guidance at that point in time, but it made common sense to me. Once you have a valuable asset like that, a golden egg, if you will, why sell it?
So when you're in that situation, I want you to take us back a little bit. What were you doing as far as a job back then? And one other thing, and just mix this in if there's any relevance to it at all. I know that in your bio you talk a little bit about you had gone through a pretty rough divorce and you had to make some mental changes as to the approach, the way you saw the world. Did the real estate have anything to do with that at all, or was that just a completely separate issue?
It did, Dale. At the time, I didn't realize that they were interrelated. But looking back, they certainly were. You know, you grew up in a sports world of weightlifting. I grew up in a sports world of playing baseball, basketball, football. I just enjoyed sports. And I lived and breathed sports virtually every day, in some form, either playing the sport or officiating the sports. And it wasn't until around the year 2000, married once, I had still had three lovely kids and now grandkids. But to answer your question, I was confused about life. The divorce, I thought nothing could ever bring me to my knees. I felt I was such a macho guy, I could handle anything in the world. And I realized during that process that if I didn't get my life straight with the good Lord, I was not going to go anyplace. So, Dale, remember when Lifestyles was over there off the corner of Hillcroft and Unity?
Absolutely.
Well, that's when my life changed dramatically. I was going to that church across the street, and there were a series of dramatic events that happened in my life that God came to me and opened these doors, and Lifestyles was one of them. And I'm getting into another subject at this point, but I'm just speaking my true words here. I had accumulated three or four houses at that point because I had lived in them. I had really not looked at this as a business. To you, with my very first deal, and it was a little starter rental house off the corner of Westview and Silver. And I remember sitting in your office, and my divorce was just over, and I was really feeling good, and I presented this little deal. And you said, Lawrence, that could potentially be a very strong area in the near future. It's going through some transitions. The homes are older in that area, but the price and the location looks right. You know, go for it. And Dale, I want you to know that meeting in your office for 15 minutes changed my entire life. That home today has quadrupled in value. We still have it. In fact, not more than 30 minutes ago, the young lady renting the house called me and said, okay, Lawrence, I've got the rent, and what time will you be by this afternoon? I like to walk my properties every month, and I'll even get on the roof or have someone do it for me every 3 to 6 months. Take care of your properties, take care of your tenants. But I know I've probably overblown the answer here at this point, but Lifestyles and Udell opened up a whole new world for me.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, as we have to go to break here in a few minutes, but it's interesting that the Unity Church was directly across the street from our office. So I guess you were able to go in there and get fixed right with the church and then come across the street and get fixed right with some financial information, and you didn't have to walk too far to get it all done. So that's a good thing, you know? We're all bundled
amen.
There on the same corner, right?
Amen, yep. Yes.
That's a good thing. So I guess it's what I was getting to, and I think you've answered, is that doing something like real estate can be cathartic. It can actually help you heal. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Absolutely. I think the good Lord opens doors and puts you in the right place at the right time. Mentally, I think we need to be keenly alert to our environment and the opportunities that are presented to us. And sometimes these opportunities only come once in a lifetime. It's taking advantage mentally, physically, spiritually, to be open that we are at this time and place, and this opportunity is here. And that's what Lifestyles basically did for me. I took advantage. I knew I was at the right place and time to do this.
Well, Lawrence, you know, I'm gonna share this as we go to break here in just a second, and that is, sitting here listening to you, I remember back when I went through a divorce, and I also remember when I lost my money in the stock market, and I remember one of the things I thought about real estate, which you just mentioned, and so I'm just laying on top of that, is that I thought, I'll go buy these houses, and unlike my wife could divorce me and take my child and take my assets, these houses are mine. I was single, of course. They're mine. They're not going anywhere. And I can build on that for the rest of my life. So that someday I will be flush. I will be in a good position because I can build to it at my own pace. And I think that's what you're saying right here. It gave you that peace of mind. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back with Lawrence Ermus and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Lawrence Ermus from Houston, Texas, who owns 17 houses, and he owns some passive investments with some apartments also, but I'm not on top of the number of those he's done because that isn't his main drive. Lawrence, how many passive apartment deals have you gotten yourself into?
Two.
All right. So let's go back to the house for a second. In fact, let's go back to when you came in the beginning. You took the 2-day seminar, and you know, you already had an idea. You had a general plan of what you were going to do. What was your aha moment when you took the 2-day seminar? What in your mind right now sticks out and goes, that was the light bulb I needed to get this thing done?
It was the combination of several things. The timing was right in my life. I was open to new ideas. I really enjoyed the way you made your presentations. It was an easy to understand approach. It all made sense of what to do, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. And I was at a point of mentally being open and ready to do what I needed to do, surrounding myself with like-minded individuals.
Well, you know, I'm going to take this a step further, and this is kind of an overreach on my part, but, you know, I remember seeing you at different meetings, and I'm sitting here asking you about technical stuff. So an engineer guy would tell me the 10 technical things he learned that made all the difference in the world. And what you're saying is that you got an environment that was beneficial for you. You're a networking kind of guy. You're a fun kind of guy. You're a people kind of person, are you not?
I am. Thank you.
Well, I just picked that up from parties I've been at with you, where you've been there, and you're always the life of the party, always wanting to have a good time, and, you know, so
true.
You got,
true.
I guess, coming out of divorce where you yanked out of one relationship, Lifestyles, and I don't want to make this sound like a cult, you know, because they got to be careful about this, but it really is a place where people build really strong connections, friend-wise, comradeships and so forth, that last for ages, would you say?
Truly so. I have friends in this business that have become lifelong friends, like-minded individuals who walk, talk, sleep, and breathe the business. They understand the business. And you know, Dale, being willing to listen to people and help people, because I was in a position where I needed some serious guidance and help and direction. And I feel giving back to young people or people that are new in this business. And there's no age restrictions here. You know, whether you're 20 or 80, it makes no difference coming into the real estate industry and being around groups, people who understand where you are and where you're going, what your needs are. We all help one another. We give advice, direction, and the resources that LifeSpas gives and allows its members to use. There's always somebody there to help us, Dale. That's one of the greatest attributes of LifeSpas.
So as we figure out, Lawrence, that you're really a touchy-feely people person, let's see if I can squeeze any kind of facts out of you. For the engineers, the number of people out there, I got a number of people texting me right now. Come on, tell us something. So can you tell us anything about how much equity have you accumulated on these 17 houses over this 20-year period of time? You started with your first house you lived in back in 2000, now 2020, and you got 17 houses. There must be massive equity in these houses, huh?
Well, yes. True. I've been, you know, Dale, sometimes we just, as individuals, we do what we can do and be in the right place at the right time. I feel I am just, I'm kind of a Joel Osteen type of guy. I feel very blessed and highly favored because I feel at least in the last 20 years, I've been in the right place at the right time, but I've also been open to those blessings. It's important to give, but it's also important to receive. It's important to love other people, but we have to love ourselves and understand the process before we actually can love other people. And to answer your question, the homes are worth millions at this point in equity. But I'm telling you, it's not really me that has done all of this. I think it's the fact that I've been open to Christian beliefs and Christian behavior in helping our fellow man, believing in who we are and believing in what we're doing. We're winners, and we help other people become winners. And I just feel totally blessed and highly favored to know people like you and everyone that's in this industry, because they have helped me get to where I am. I have not done this by myself.
Well, Lawrence, business is a team sport. There's no doubt about it. And yes, if one of your players on your team is your God and he's there with you and he's playing his part, doing his role, I want to share one little story with you. I think it's kind of interesting. In New York City, there was this one corner that was just filled with drug dealers and prostitutes and needles laying on the ground and broken glass from beer bottles and stuff. And the neighborhood decided to get together and clean that corner up and turn it into a garden, like a playground for the kids. And so all the kids in the neighborhood got together and they did a lot of work and cleaned this thing up. And then they got the city to devote a little bit of money to it to put in some playground equipment. And the church was involved, getting the kids together to do this thing. And when it was all done, it was beautiful. And it made like national news. And so they called in, not only the local, whoever it would be, in Catholic diocese, it would be the father. And then they brought in the cardinal and they brought in the mayor, and they had this big TV thing, this big news thing about how great the city had done this great thing for all these kids, and the kids had done all this great stuff. And then the cardinal got up there and goes, and God did all this stuff, and because God, created all these people that cared and did this work, and this is all God's work, right? And you know what the guy said? The guy said, God might have put all this glass and needles and bums here, but we made the park. Take a short break. Be right back with Lawrence Ermus and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Lawrence Ermus out of Houston, Texas, who owns 17 houses, who has accumulated over the last 20 years millions of dollars of equity in these homes, and he wants to take no credit for it. He wants to give away the credit. And, of course, he's blaming it on and or giving credit to the Lord. And whenever someone does that for me, either on the negative or a positive, Lawrence, I always have to give them my couple Lord stories. And I gave you one before we went to the break. I'm going to give you another one. There's a guy sitting in a house, and the sheriff drives up, in a Jeep and says, hey, you know, your house is on the river. The river's about to flood. They're going to open the dam. You're going to be gone. You got to leave. He goes, I'm not leaving because I'm a devout follower of Jesus Christ, and I'm not getting out of here. Jesus will take care of me. So the sheriff has no time to waste with him, so he goes and gets everybody else he can off the river, and then pretty soon he comes back with a boat because the water had come up, and the guy's sitting in his second floor, and he comes up with the boat. He goes, get in the boat, man. Come on. He goes, no, I'm a devout believer. Jesus Christ will take care of me. I'm going to stay right here and just keep believing. And he goes, okay, but takes off with the boat and leaves and comes back an hour later, and the guy's on the roof on the top of the chimney, and he comes by with a helicopter and he throws the ladder down. He goes, grab the ladder. And he goes, nope, I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ. I'm not about to leave. And the river got him. So he's sitting up at the pearly gates, and he gets up there to be number one, and he talked to Peter. He goes, let me ask you a question. I'm such a firm believer in Jesus. Why didn't you save me? He goes, save you? We sent you a Jeep, a boat, and a helicopter. Somewhere along the line, you have to take some responsibility.
That is so true. That's exactly where we all are at some point in time in our life. We have to take responsibility to do our part. God gave us a brain and legs to walk and a mouth to talk, and we have to do our part, truly so. Hey, while I'm thinking about this, Dale, I've got to make a comment. One of your advertisers during the break, Dr. Joel Wallach, mm-hmm. I listen to him frequently, and he's got a great website, but that guy has really kept me mentally, physically, even spiritually sharp simply by eating the right foods, getting the right sleep, doing what we need to do to take care of our bodies, to be mentally alert to do this business.
So, Lawrence, let me ask you this. You set yourself up for this question. How old are you now?
73.
There you go. I got a number out of you. You know, that's the first number you've given me today, other than 17 houses, right? Let's talk about your theory, okay? About your theory on buying houses. What do you look for in a house, and what are the parameters of that something you would buy? If you fell on one today, what would it look like in our society?
It would have to be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage that would be close to a freeway, a major artery. It would have to be in a good school district, and it would have to be reasonably priced with a decent cash flow.
What kind of cash flow are you looking for in a house right now?
I'm looking for something that, and of course, you know, beauty and deals are in the eye of the beholder, but it also has to meet the paperwork and your finance projections. And your end goal, are you going to flip? Are you going to buy and hold? What are you going to do with this home? But historically, my purchases have been homes that are $150,000 or less. Those are the quick movers. They're easy to rent, in my opinion. Once you get into that $200,000 category, there's a shift there, and you have to know your game. To play the game and be in the game to hit the home runs, you've got to have your goals and projections and everything streamlined on paper. Know exactly what your exit strategy is.
So give us some idea of some of the cash flows per house. You got 17 different houses. Do you even have an idea of what you're making as far as monthly cash flow on them all together?
Because some of them do have notes that we borrowed on. Cash flow, probably $12,000 a month.
So are you using depreciation to offset that income so you don't have to pay taxes on it?
Absolutely. One of the necessities for your taxes, your paperwork. It's a strategy. It's a great business to do that.
Okay. You say you're still working now?
Absolutely.
What do
you do? Absolutely. I am a consultant with some other people that are in the real estate industry. I also do consulting with some doctors here in town to help their businesses. I work with their CPAs, their attorneys, hire and fire, but strictly as a contractor.
Okay. So you said you like to go out and see your houses. That's something I never did. I had owned houses for 10 years and never go visit them. Unless something came up that needed it, you like to go out and see them. So how much time are you spending a month on your real estate activity for yourself, not as a business with other people, but for yourself?
I would say probably out of a month, I would spend in some form or fashion, mentally, physically, financially, directly, indirectly, probably a week out of the month. Okay. Some days I may go play golf, and some days, like there was a tournament this morning, but it was too cold for me this morning, and I had you booked, of course. But typically, I will play golf an average of once every week or two. It's important to be outdoors, smell the fresh air, stay active. It's very refreshing to stay outdoors. And you're with a group of great guys that love the sport and the camaraderie, just like being with Lifestyles Unlimited people. I have my golfing buddies.
Uh-huh. So you know how to tell if it's too cold outside?
I have
six cats. Every morning they bug me to go outside. They're sitting at the door, yowling and rowing as loud as they can to get out that door. When I open that door and those cats bail out that door, stop, halt, screech, slide, and run right back in, it's too cold.
That's too cold.
That's too cold right there. All right,
speaking of getting up and more, I love to get up. I look forward to getting a fresh hot cup of coffee, walking out in the front yard, smelling the fresh air, and just thanking the good Lord for who I am, what I have, that my family's blessed, that I have as many friends as I do. And I just ask the good Lord to bless me to have a great day. And if I can help somebody get to where they need to be, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, you know, bless me that I can be an influence in somebody's life.
You know, I basically do the same thing. I stick my head out there and look at what I have. In fact, I do it at nighttime, Lawrence. We turn the lights on because the yard lights up all over the place. Of course, now we've got all our Christmas stuff up. And I'll just take, you know, that little glass of wine, walk that whole yard and house, and just sit back and go, wow, this is amazing what I have accumulated, what I've been blessed with.
Yes.
And then you get up in the morning and it's crystal clear like it is today. And I went out and fed the fish in the pond. And, you know, they're just, the colors are vibrant and the water is beautiful. And you just think, wow, this is something else. So you really are into, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle, right?
It is truly the lifestyle. But I will tell you this. I wasn't going to tell you this, but I...
Well, hold on to it. Hold on to that thought, because we are going to break right now, and I don't want you to mess it up. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Lawrence Ermus and the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Every now and then, when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Lawrence Hermes out of Houston, Texas. Lawrence has 17 houses invested passively in two apartment complexes. And Lawrence has taken the approach in life that it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And he really puts a lot of value on the way he's able to live his life. Now, as we went to break, I had to cut you off, Lawrence, because I knew you couldn't get your story out in 2 seconds. So go ahead and pick up where you left off.
I've got so many stories to share with you. I'll give you the first one. Anybody driving their car today listening to this, you want to hear this story. If you want to hear a story that will change your life and your lifestyle, I don't want you to have a car wreck. Pull off or turn the volume up or get in a safe spot. Dale, my parents, when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, they would ship me during the summertime to my grandparents' house in LaGrange, Texas. No electricity, no running water. I would pick cotton, milk the cows, slaughter the pigs. We had a smokehouse. And anybody that can relate to something of that magnitude and to be where I am today, I am one of the most blessed people on the face of the earth. So help me God.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if that even exists anymore out there. It's hard to say. It might in some places.
Yeah, probably not.
I just got done watching a series called Yellowstone, and, you know, they had this ranch in their family for 150 years, and just you just see the simplicity of it all, the way they live, just completely, you know, uninterrupted by earthly needs and wants and desires until the last generation. And finally, the last generation caught up with people, which brings me to another question I was going to ask you. You know, you're talking about all this blessing and stuff. What has the effect been on you and your quality of life with this COVID-19 disease spreading like it has? Have you had anything that's affected in your life?
Me personally, health-wise, no. Mentally, I think it has created some additional stress, which I do lift weights. I jog, power walk, very active physically. But I know there's a lot of people that are stressed out over this. But to answer your question about me personally, I've probably done as well or maybe better than maybe the general populace here in Houston.
Well, I ask you because everybody's wondering, you know, where the challenges in real estate with the facts that many people have lost their jobs and they can't afford to pay their rent and so forth. In my apartment complex that my wife runs, which is a Class A apartment complex here in Houston, we only had one person last month that had to pay on payments that could not come up with the whole rent on time. No late fees, nothing. It was really like, I guess people are like, since it is such a tough time, if they've got the money, they want to make sure they pay their bills on time and don't get thrown out, you know, with what's going on right now. So we're not really seeing it. You know, lifestyles in general, most of the investors that are owning these apartments have not really shared that much of a challenge. Few of them had some drop in occupancy on their low-end properties. But what about you and your houses? Being a house person, that's different than being an apartment person. I never got affected by anything when I had houses. What about your situation with your houses? COVID affected that at all?
We've been very blessed. Everybody's paid on time except one individual that we eventually had to evict. But he chose not to do what he needed to do. He was going through some tough times, and he made some unwise decisions as a tenant. So those things occasionally do happen. But for the most part, Dale, we've been very happy and very successful. And I'm telling you, we have the most phenomenal tenants, some awesome people that we have in our homes. Truly so. Hey, can I tell you a quick story here that relates to something we were talking to earlier real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
I know we got limited time. I'm sitting here at my desk on the third floor overlooking I-10 here at Blaylock Echo Lane, and it's a beautiful day outside, but there's a book sitting here, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And when I was attending Lifestyles over there when we were at Hillcroft and Unity, ironically, that little church across the street, Unity, offered this course as a beginner course, an intermediate course, and an advanced course. And I took all three courses, and this book was a dramatic help for me during some tough times and getting my life straight and my finances straight and jumping in with Lifestyles Unlimited. This book has just been, so to speak, a Bible, a financial Bible for me. It's.
I'm glad that they did it in three different segments, Lawrence. The reason is I read the book 11 times, and each time I highlighted it. And the first three times, it was like everything I had highlighted the first time, it seemed like it was common sense. I don't know why I even highlighted that. That's just common sense. Everybody lives that way, right? But what you don't realize is you internalized it. Then you take the second, you know, second time through, and you see stuff you never even saw the first time. And you highlight that, and then you internalize that. By the third time you go through, you're picking up a lot of the fine print. After that, you're just sitting there reiterating and or digging and creating thoughts in your mind. So you're right. This book is a very, very powerful book. Look, we're coming to the end of the show here, and I just want to tell you, I'm thankful that we had you on today here in the holiday season, because you've given me new light. Think about this. You've given something to somebody else. I know you like that. And that is the fact that you're 72 years old and lively and vibrant and happy and fulfilled. And, you know, that's something for all of us guys that are getting older. Everybody hates getting older. You seem to be taking it with glee and accomplishment. So thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being who you are. And the rest of you out there, remember this, Lawrence, myself, and the rest of us, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.